We are learning with Sefer Hashana Daf Yud Zayin on Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna has a stira. Ksiv says in the pasuk, Tzadik Hashem Mechol Derachav. Hashem is a tzadik when he paskins klai. So Ksiv V'chosid V'chol Masav. Tzadik means mishpat eves, means exacting din, exacting judgment, and V'chosid V'chol Masav sounds like Lefrim Shur Zadin. So it's a stira. So the Gemara, but Tchila Tzadik. By beginning, Hashem wants to paskin with being exact. So if he sees that it's not going to work, Chassid, he's a Chassid. The Gemara brings a few other examples. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Ksiv Elcha Hashem Chassid, V'chziv Ki Atas Shal Meshkom Haseyu. On one hand, says Hashem will pay each person exactly like his maises, like his maisim, and says V'chal Hashem Chassid. But Tchila Ki Atas Shal Meshkom Haseyu. Beginning, he wants to do it K'maseyu. L'b'soif V'lcha Hashem Chassid. Hashem does special Lefnim Meshur Zedin Chassid. Ilfi, or v'amri lo, it's ilfa rami, ksiv rav chesed, ksiv emes. Emes also means midas hadin. V'tchila v'emes, beginning, Hashem, the Torah will do emes. So v'soif rav chesed, at the end, it's rav chesed. And even though the psukim are out of order, in the same pasuk, Tavtai speaks out, you could read it into the pasuk. They say, v'cha Hashem chesed, l'frim shuddin, when he saw that it didn't work with l'v'sham l'ishkama sayo. So I think more about it. Says in the pasuk, "V'yavar Hashem upon vayikra." Omer Rav Yechonon, "Il malei mikra kasev, he efshelo imra." If not for the pasuk saying this, we wouldn't be able to say it. Malamed, we learn from this pasuk, "Shnesate v'karish baruch g'shliach tzibur." Hashem wraps up like shliach tzibur. Mashal says, "We learn the Hashem pasuk upon a pasuk upon him upon him shal Moshe." Hashem passed on the face of Moshe, but with dashing means he covered himself with his talus over his face. And he showed Moshe how to daven. Omaloi, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kozman shiyishol choytim, yasul l'fanei kaseder zeh." Anytime Yisrael does averus, do in front of me like this seder, like Hashem, Hashem, v'ani moichla seder yugim amidos with kavana, v'ani moichla moichla to them. And the Gemara goes to explain a few taichin Hashem, 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 Hashem.
He's showing him just.
Had to say, yeah. It told him the midas. No, these midas. Yugim midas. It says in the pasuk, "Yahu Hashem v'ani mikra Hashem Hashem." The yugim midas. Hashem Hashem. What does that mean? What's the two loshes Hashem? Tosh speaks out that each Hashem is one of the yugim midas. This Tosh loshes midas reconciles the 13 midas, and two of them are Hashem. Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Mechanon. Hashem Hashem is one of the yugim midas. What is it? Hashem is midas is loshes of midas harachamim, and we darshin. Hashem, ani hu kaidem shiyachta ha'adam. First of all, there's midas rachim before a person did a chait. V'ani hu la'acha shiyachta. And there's midas rachim after the chait. She'acha shiyachta midas v'yot tshuva, and he does tshuva. So there's midas rachim before the chait and after the chait. Freit the Rosh, I don't understand. What do you need midas rachim before the chait? He didn't do haver yet. What's the midas rachim for? They freit the Rosh. V'm taima, mat tzar ha'adam, reading the Rosh, in Simon Hay. V'm taima, mat tzar ha'adam, midas rachim, kaidem shiyachta. Emphit the Rosh, two terutzim. One terut says, "Apish a golav yadu alafonam shefer lachdoi." Even though we know for sure he's doing a chait, mesnai gemay midas rachim and bashay husham. That's first terut of the Rosh. Second terut of Rosh is that we know that usually machshava is not considered like a maisa. Besides avodah zarah, so if someone has machshava avodah zarah and he doesn't do it, it's a aveira. It's mitzar from the maisa. On that we have midas rachim even before the chait, even before the chait. And actually, there's a beautiful Meshech Chochmah that says in Parashat Kisisa Hashem Hashem, but in the Parashah of Meraglim, where it also says the Yugal Midas, it doesn't say Hashem Hashem. It says Hashem once. And the Shaila is why? Why does it say, why does it have a different Lashon by the Meraglim? It says there, by Meraglim, Pasuk, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches, V'ata Yigal no Koyach Hashem Kajar Tleimar, Hashem Erech Apayim Rav Chesed, Oysa Ova Pesha. Why is it one time Hashem? The Meshech Chochmah, beautiful. Because this wasn't Avodah Zarah, so only one Hashem. Mashe Enkin by Parashat Kisisa was the ego was Avodah Zarah. That's why he said Hashem, Hashem. I'm just beautiful. Mashe Chokma, Pasuk Pshat and Pesukim. Kel Rachem V'Chanon V'Chulu. Amar Rav Yehuda Bris Krusol Yugim Amidos. There's a guarantee for Yugim Amidos She'enech Hezaras Reikam. Shenema says in Pasuk Yenoich Karis Bris that if you do the Seder of Yugim Amidos, it's a guarantee Loich Hezaras Reikam. And already the it doesn't happen. So they say the simple pshat is who said we don't say for kavanah. We don't know what everyone means. That's the pasuk pshat. We don't know what most people don't know what everyone means. They don't know which of the 30 meters. That's number one. Number two is, the Bali Musa say, for the people 200 years ago who did have Kavanah, what's on them? He says that you have to actually emulate the Midas. It's not enough just to say the Midas. A person has to emulate Hashem's Midas to be more patient.
Say the Tila.
So part of the Tila has to go into you. Has to become part of you. Has to become part of you. That's the term of the verb. For us, it's not even Shvar, the Kasha. Most of them don't know what they're talking about. It's the crime of Ve'av Hashem upon of Yikra, which is no Shaykhus. They say Hashem Hashem, they forget about the whole thing. Ve'av Hashem upon of Yikra. Now Hashem said, boom, boom, 80 miles per hour. Ve'av Hashem upon of Yikra is very important because we may want to get you into it, maybe, but that's not the Tila. Tila is Hashem Hashem. And a lot of people don't even know what it means. They don't know what it means. So here, you already know, Baruch Hashem, we know what Hashem, Hashem means now. Koidim Shechtan, Acha Shechtan. Baruch Hashem. I'm Rav Yechonam. There's got a very nice CD from Rav Doiv Khan from Lakewood that has a very, he goes to all the Yigil Midas, and he already said this thing, that the reason why there's no guarantee is a lot of people don't have Kavana for their words, which is Pashut. I'm Rav Yechonam. That's Hashem, then we have Kavana, Mashiach will come soon. I'm Rav Yechonam.
Say it a little slower.
I'm Rav Yechonam, yeah. You also see here the Gewaldigkeit of Tachlin by Svar, at least. See, you know what Tachlin is? You have to say Hashem, Hashem. Look, because there is Reikom. You should look for a minion that says Tachlin with Svar. I'm Rabbi Yechonam. Gedoyla tshuva shemekareas gezar dino yishal adam. Shenema, tshuva is Gewaldig, it's kareya, even a gezar din. A person has a gezar din, Hashem signed off on a terrible gezar on a person, tshuva will tear it up. Shenema says in the Pasuk, Hashmein leva omazah. This pasuk is saying how the people did not want to do tshuva. Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, "Hashmi leiva omazeh." They fashtopped their heart. Va'ozdav hachbe. They made the ears heavy. Ve'inav hasha. They covered the eyes. Pen yirabeina. Va'ozdav yishmal vavayavin. Like they made sure not to see anything. They shouldn't be able to do tshuva. V'shava rafle. Chasham they should do tshuva. That's what it says about Yeshaya giving them musa. So what do you see? You see, if you do tshuva, you get a refuah. So you see, that's it's korei gzardin. Amalei a popular abayev a dimel fnei gzardin. Maybe means a four gzardin. The tshuva works. Amalei v'rapi lo ksev. Eizu dovet sarach refu. Which thing needs a refu? Avay mezek gzardin. This is a gzardin, something that's signed and sealed that needs refu. And therefore, it's even pasuk that tshuva helps to even tear up a gzardin. I think Gemara is having a bunch of questions on this. Mesa hashav bein tayim. Some of those tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he gets a mechila. Lo yishav ben tayim. He doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Afilo hevi kol elei nevoyos v'olam. Even though he brings all the fattest rams, the fattest kabbalists in the world, ain meichem lo. You're too late. When Kippur comes, it's signed and sealed. So you already see, you can't do a tshuva after the gzar din. Everything well, no, lo kasha. Ha be yachid avetziva. You're right. A yachid cannot do tshuva, it cannot be kareya the gzar din after the gzar din. But a tzibur can. A tzibur can, that's the Gemara's teretz right now. Meisvei, when it comes to still at the end of Gemara and tomorrow's daf, beginning of tomorrow's daf, we'll see some hold even by yachid you could be korei gzar din. Meisvei, enei Hashem lekecha ba. Hashem has his eyes on Eretz Yisrael at all times. Itim l'toyva, itim l'ra. Sometimes it's for good, sometimes it's for not good. Itim l'toyva, ketzar. Harei sho Yisrael rasham gemurim. If Klal Yisrael was rasham gemur rashana, upasklam gesham u'atim. And Hashem paskin very limited rain that year. L'soyif chosh b'hem. Why is it the tshuva? So Hashem decided he's going to have to give them rain. But the problem is l'hoyis v'leim y'efshir shekvar nigzer gzeira. You can't change gzeira. So you can't make more rain. So what does the Kosh Baruch Hu do? The Kosh Baruch Hu takes that limited amount of rain and makes sure it falls on them. The Kosh Baruch Hu read them as manam al oretz. At the right time on their land, atzrichalem, on the land they need. Hakol fiyaretz, whatever it needs. So it means, even though there wasn't enough rain for the whole world, but Hashem will redirect the rain dafka to the people who did tshuva. Itim l'ra, ketzad, reisha yishol tzadikim gemurim rashana, upaz kulem gesham merubim. And they're supposed to get a lot of rain. Asayif chaz abraham, the ma'isa did averis, lifchus em yav shesh kvar nixer gzer. You can't do less rain because it's very gzer. Akash baruch maridim shloib ez manam, Hashem brings it at the wrong times. It means before you plant. Sorry, it means before they plant, it rains. That doesn't help anything. And alarch and tzricha, and a land or it lands on the land. They don't need it in the forest and the midbar. Alarch and tzricha. So ad kana brisa. So the kasha is that we say that it could be korei gzardin letoiva mia likraya legzardinayo. If they get better, it's a rip up the gzardin. Loisavlu have a lot of rain. And for the Gemara, no, Shani Yosbi Afshbach, you have a different Eitzah, so Hashem, there's no need to be Korea to tear up the Gzar Din, because Hashem has no Eitzah to redirect the rain. Toshma Nacharaya. In the pasuk, in the kapitel tilim of Ahoydu that we say in Erev Shabbos, it says there the four different types of people who have to thank Hashem. Tashema yordei ayom ba'niyos. The people go down in the ships. Oisim melacha b'mayim ravim heim ro ma'ase Hashem. They see the ma'ase Hashem. Ba'yom of yamid ruach sa'ara osrim galav. There was a huge storm. Yechayigu v'noy kashikar. The ship was shaking like a drunken. Vayitzakul Hashem v'tzalem. They davened to Hashem with the tzaras, and Hashem saved them. Yoyid l'Hashem chasdoi. So in the Gemara's times, in the psukim before a few of those psukim, eight of those psukim, seven, eight of those psukim, there's a big nun in front of them, which is called a simon. Aslam simonia is ka'achim v'rakim shibutayra. Those simonim are trying to say that it's limited. These things are limited. Loimalach tza'aku koyim gzardin. Tza'aku v'tzakul Hashem v'tzalem only works before gzardin. Tza'aku koyim gzardin nanim. Tza'aku l'ach gzardin nanim. Ad kana b'raisa. The b'raisa says that we have those big nuns in front of the psukim. Why? To tell us that the Yitzhaku Hashem Atzalem does not always work. It only works Koidim Gzar Din, before it's sealed, the din is sealed, and not after the din is sealed. So what do you see? Again, it's a kasha on Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon said, Gdol Tshuva, Shemekares Gzar Din. Here you see it's not after Gzar Din is too late. And for the Gemara, Hanamik Yechidim Dami, we said the difference between Yachid and Tzibur. Only a Tzibur could tear up the Gzar Din, and not a Yachid. And the people on the ship are like a Yachid. Why? So the pasuk chat is because they're not one cohesive group of people. Even though you can have 100 people on a boat, it's not a tzibur. Tzibur is people diving together. They want to be together. People on a ship are all going different places. They're punked together on one ship. They're not one family, not one mishpacha. They're not one group of people. People diving a minyan together, they're coming for the same purpose, so they are a tzibur. But you put 100 single people on a boat, they're not a tzibur. Toshima. And we don't have those nuns, and I think the Ritva speaks out because we don't paskin like this Gemara. We paskin not like this Brayso. We paskin that avada gzard you could tear gzardin even for yechidim. That's why we don't have a nun. Tashima, shalom beluria hagiyaris or gemil beluria hagiyaris ask gemil akasha. Ksiba taraschem ashaloyisa ponim. Hashem does not. You can't convince Hashem to change his mind just by, you know, giving him sheichad or anything like that. Lo yisa panim. He's not going to do all the frame shuras adin with you. V'chsev, it says, yisa Hashem panim alecha, that Hashem will do all the frame shuras adin. Stira. Nitvla Rabbi Yisa HaKoyin, omu le'em shechol mashal lomar adav adayma. Lo'olam sho, no yisha v'chaver yamana. So Rabbi Yisa HaKoyin says the first tarot. It says like this, I'll give you a mashal. A person borrows money from his friend, $100, v'kavu lo yisman p'nei ha-melech, and he made it in front of a king, I'm going to pay you up in 2 months. And he swore with B'chaye HaMelech that I'm going to pay you back. He gives Mamle Paro, came 2 months, he didn't pay. Balafayez HaMelech went to ask B'chil for the Melech because he swore B'chaye HaMelech. I don't care about my covet. But Lech Fayez Chavercha, your friend might be upset, you're not paying him $100. Hachi Nami, here also, when you come to Hashem and you say, please be Meichel on the verge between me and you, Hashem says, you know what? Yisa upon him. Hashem, Yisa Hashem upon Melech, Hashem be Meichel. But the Ben El Chaveri, you got to ask him. Hachinami, kam ba averis ben odom l'malka, kam averis ben el chaveri, da averis she ben odom l'chaveri, there's no yis upon him, adash, lo yis upon him. That you have to ask mechila from your friend itself. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came and had different tarots. But li made, when does yis Hashem upon him alecha, kam kam garden? When is asher lo yis upon him, Hashem will not be meichel, kam ach gzardin. Again, it's a kasha Rabbi Yechanon. You see, after gzardin, there's no etzah. And the Gemara Hanami means biyachid. It also means biyachid. And the point Tosis speak out. Tosis on top of Yuches Ben Aleph speaks out. The Elmo's famous Gemara. The Gemara says that really you're supposed to be loyis upon him. But Hashem says, what should I do? The Ma'aseh v'chalta v'svata v'rach. They only sit on the bench after you're full, and they bench even after Kazai, so after Kabeya. So therefore, I'm doing this upon him. So Tosis, that's only before Gzardin also. That thing's only before Gzardin also. After Gzardin, not. And that's the kasha from this brisa on Rav Yechon. And the Gemara, no, Yochid and Tzibur is different. That's what we're holding right now. That by Yochid, the taka will not work. By Yochid will not work after Gzaradin. And by Tzibur, you will be able to tear up the Gzaradin even afterwards.